There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, and ouch out there, as you heard reported there, Market Watch talking about it as well, and others, the plunge on the Dow today with fears over the Delta variant out there. And, you know, I'm not going to read them, but I have trouble with that. But y'all have sent me some nice texts during the break, so thank you. Some of y'all, I'm trying to navigate this. Just as it goes through my brain and trying to be honest about these things. And I know that that's not as in fashion. You got to pick your team, but I'm not a team player, except for this country. So while I believe people are doing better, and I've seen it anecdotally, that have the vaccine, right? But there's still people that have the vaccine that I know Pfizer and Moderna have still gotten the Delta variant of COVID. And I'm not saying that they said that was impossible, because they did not. Researchers did not say that was impossible. So that's happening. I think they have reduced symptoms compared to what it could have been, but I don't know that, right, without having the time machine to go back and rerun that. But I think there's a benefit there. I also defend an individual's right to not get it. Now, you can coerce by saying, hey, here's the best evidence we have right now, which, God bless, if some people in the science world could do that, if they could leave that at the end of, this is the best information we have right now. Right now. Instead of making some, you know, I guarantee you, don't do that, because then you have lost all credibility going through this process out there. But you say, this is the best information right now. Now, this goes into the political side and the what happened during the Trump administration when it got all political, and the politicization of it today from the Biden administration, where it's, if you don't want to ban speech on social media platforms, you must be for people dying. It is a simpleton's argument that they roll out there, and it gets snatched up by many. By the way, we'll get to that stock story and Market Watch story here in a second. So I want to go back and pick up the conversation we're having last hour. And Leo said the Dow Jones drop has nothing to do with the new China virus. It's everything about how new hyperinflation is coming our way. All right. Okay, Leo, have you seen, for a second, Leo, have you seen Wall Street give a toot about that so far? This hyperinflation story, which, by the way, once again, and I have been talking about the inflation story, but you want to look at some uncomfortable facts in that. I'm not saying that you can't spend money like we're doing and not have inflation. Leo, I'm with you. I'm with you. That's the way the world works. That's the way. At the same time, if you look at the breakdown, do some Googling and look at some other stories out here, and I can maybe post some up on the Twitter feed after the show today, that show that the majority of the inflation that they're reporting on is coming out of, number one, energy. Obviously, we see gasoline, but used car prices. It was a huge percentage of the overall inflation out there. So it is segmented. Now, do I believe that there's no inflation that could ever come from the spending? No way. Leo, I'm with you on that. But just, I disagree with you about what the markets are doing today. So here it is. Let's pick it back up. So here's Jen Psaki continuing her back and forth on why it's okay, not that they're doing it, but why it would be okay to limit voices out there that are spreading misinformation.
The big concern, though, I think for a lot of people on Facebook, is that now this is Big Brother watching you.
They're more concerned about that than people dying across the country because of a pandemic where misinformation is traveling on social media platforms. That feels unlikely to me. If you have the data to back that up, I'm happy to discuss
it. About things that are on Facebook, I looked this morning. There are videos of Dr. Fauci from 2020 before anybody had a vaccine, and he is out there saying there's no reason to be walking around with a mask. So is the administration going to contact Facebook and ask them to take that down?
Well, first, I think what Dr. Fauci has said himself, who's been quite public out there, is that science evolves, information evolves, and we make that available in a public way to the American people.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jen Psaki, for making our point before you circle back on that. The science evolves, and I agree with that. Like I just said, I think scientists have, not all, I mean, it's not like, oh, you scientists, but there have been figureheads out there, Fauci being one of them, that have come in with some certainty. And I'm sure they got pressure from government officials. You got to go out there and say what's certain. But we're saying right now, so Jen Psaki is saying right now that it's okay to go after these, they said the 12 people, which I think is an interesting, I wonder who they are. The 12 people account for 60% of the misinformation about the vaccines on Facebook. Pretty easy. I mean, it's not like tons of people are doing it, so they got to work hard to find that, right? Of course, that's the fault of Facebook and YouTube and others, by the way, as this discussion goes on, why people find that, right? You've watched the Social Dilemma documentary. If you look for one thing, you look for something on social media or you look for something on YouTube about the virus or vaccines, it's going to keep feeding you those stories until it gets in the world of ridiculous. So maybe Facebook ought to clean up their act instead of having people that are putting the information up shut down, Jen Psaki, President Biden. But she makes the point that science evolves and we have the information out there for the people to digest. Exactly. That's how it works, but you don't want that. You want to limit and ban the information. Once again, there's, I'm sure, those 12 purveyors of what they call the misinformation out there. If I saw their post, I'd say that is ridiculous. And I would lampoon it. I protect their rights to do that. If we don't have varying opinions like, oh, I don't know that the virus could have come. And we might get a Fauci clip here earlier. But the coronavirus might just have come from the bat laboratory, the bat cave there in Wuhan. That was misinformation. Now it's something that it's okay to say. Well, if it would have been banned from any discussion because the Chinese pushed on the Facebook or Twitter or TikTok folks or whomever, then that wouldn't have come out, wouldn't have been part of the discussion. So fear of misinformation, air quoting here, or disinformation, is not feeling confident enough about your point of view that you would support with facts. So, Psaki is making the point, I think, that was at the beginning of this. And then, of course, she circles back. And
I have never seen any data to suggest that that the vaccines cause infertility.
All right. So, their hot take. So, she's never seen, which, do I know that's true? I don't think so from the information I've seen. But is it because somebody puts that out on, people can, you can have a manic street preacher out there saying, you know, some of them make it their way to the text line saying, I'm going to hell because I crossed the street from right to left or whatever. Does that mean that I'm going to go home and say, I got to change my life because somebody screamed at me down on Dolphin Street that I was going to hell because I crossed the street like that? Or how fragile and ignorant do they feel the people are obviously very, very. Also, President Biden with a little clip here where he says, I think this clip from C-SPAN here, where he was saying that that Facebook was, they're killing people. Let's go to that clip. All right, here, hold on. Here it goes.
What's your message to platforms like Facebook?
They're killing people. I mean, it really... Well, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated, and they're killing people.
Are we
All right, so Facebook is killing people. At the same time, they're asking Facebook to take people off the air, off the platform for spreading disinformation. So Facebook's in CYA mode, obviously. They're going to try to make their best deal and continue with the protections that they've been given. But this idea that you can use, and I think somebody said on the text line earlier, so many texts. At some point, I think it was Tom, said the Biden administration is basically saying that they value imaginary safety at the cost of real liberty. Of course, a throwback to our founding. Tom, I would argue that as I've gotten pragmatic in my years, there are some limited times and limited occasions where they can protect information. Right. If we have a military operation going on or something like that, they're not going to. I don't believe that all should be shared. I don't. At the same time, because people have different opinions about things. I mean, and they say, well, it's dangerous for them to have those other opinions. Maybe you ought to do a better job of just pushing back the other way. Maybe instead of banning the people that you say are putting out the misinformation, which may or may not, in what case? I mean, some cases, I'm sure it is. Many cases, maybe overwhelmingly, it's all poppycock that these people put out. But maybe it brings up a discussion of something else. Then go in there in the social media world and do a good job of putting out what the latest science is and quit shooting yourself in the foot by guaranteeing things that don't happen and seeming hypocritical. We'll get to the story on the market right now. Dan saying Wall Street has nothing to do with inflation, but it does, but it's not as directly affected by it anymore. That's for sure. They live in their own world. Leo said, have you priced beef lately? Yes, but Leo, that was going on before President Biden took office. I'm with you, Leo, but I can't jump on stuff that's BS. And I'm a person that raises cows. And I know we hadn't hauled any to Loosedale lately because we don't get any money compared to what you're paying at the store for them. I get it. But if you've listened back to shows I've done with the Alabama Cattlemen's Association and others, it's an issue of a very limited number of people being in the meat packing business. That after we sell our cattle, they go to these big players, and these big players have reduced their staffing because of COVID, right? And they have the same way in the lumber argument. But that was going on before Biden came in. I agree with you. There's a discussion coming here about inflation, Leo, but these tennis balls you're chasing here, it's because we're spending money we don't have. We're giving money out right and left. We're devaluing the individual dollar and what it represents, right? The dollar is a representation of labor, of value. And we're not having that now. Because we have it, but it's being diluted. I mean, look at it. The best index to look at it is the standard of energy or oil, even though that is, let me put a high-tech term on it, monkeyed with. Look at OPEC today. Hey, we're going to increase production now. I mean, that's coming from OPEC, but this idea that you can spend money and not have inflation, eventually it catches up with you. But saying the beef prices because of Biden, it's not. But the inflation thing you say, Leo, is correct. So, all right, be right back, and we'll get a little more into this, and then what Market Watch is saying about their take on what's happening today.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. Midday Mobile on this Monday. Glad to have you here. Did I mention we got a new app? Maybe once or twice. Check that out. It's over at the Google Play if you're an Android user like me, or the App Store for iPhone the kids using those iPhones all crazy up and down the street with the iPhones. Check it out. Free download. And it's the talkback feature that you could use to leave us a message. Also, of course, you can call and text, stream the station, check the station schedule when something's on. If you didn't catch it, it's fine. 55 hours a week of live local programming and podcast form gets posted right there for you. Plus the latest traffic and weather information throughout your day. All one place. The FM Talk 106.5 app. So check that out. All right. So Ben says social media is full of fragile and ignorant people. You know, talking about that today. I was talking about, we were going to run down to get the van from Dolphin Island. So we had the van on Dolphin Island, and I had to have my truck down there to pull boat and all that. So we had the old, shuttle the vehicle thing. So going back there, and I had a friend of mine riding down with me to drop me off to get the van. And we're talking about what goes on social media where people, it must feel so good. You've got people that, I don't know how, for some reason, they're extremely not busy in their lives. They don't have much to do. Or I don't know what the motivation is. They sit back. They don't create anything. What they do is sit back and snipe about people that do create things, right? Now, and sometimes it's okay. It's within reason. Sometimes it's ridiculous. And people who get on there that know 50% of a story, not the whole story, they got 50%, and they feel so self-righteous, they're going to get this person. They sit back and wait to, they're going to get them. They go get, like, obviously, with the 3% unemployment rate for the state of Alabama, that's wrong, because people got a lot of time to sit back and wait for, it's not even like saying, I disagree with this fact, let's debate this fact. It's like, oh yeah? Well, what about this? Ha ha! Gotcha! I mean, that's like a, it's why that, well, I appreciate y'all going to our Facebook page, and I think Leanna does a fantastic job. I don't respond to things as often, because I don't go there as often, because it's just a, well, like Ben says, a bunch of fragile and ignorant people. All right. There's, so Haywood said, we find ourselves in a paradoxical existence with the explosion of instant communication and information. As a species, we are playing catch-up to our technology, how to use, how to disseminate, just how to. Critical thinking is low. Instant gratification is high. Well said. Well said. Brian saying, I don't care who says what about the vaccine until the FDA approves these vaccines, I won't be taking it. That's Brian. But Brian, which by the way, I think they're within like a month now or two of is it the Moderna? I think the Pfizer and Moderna are coming in at the same time to get the FDA approval. But if you don't try, and Brian, that's fine. Like I said, I want everybody to have the individual liberty to make the choice. But if you don't trust the government, right, and the government wanting you to take the vaccine, but you do trust the FDA to tell you the vaccine is good, is that, and that may not be your motivation, but it just seems like if you're going to, doubt one part of this part of the government is good, but I have, full confidence in this other. Unnamed texter, or Facebook, Twitter, etc. I'm going to put in for you, I'm going to finish that sentence, unnamed texter, or Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and because I obsess on this because I'm not on it, but the kids are, TikTok. I'm throwing TikTok as like my go-to now. TikTok, are they under an obligation to help promote anyone's voice? Can't they choose? They have freedoms too. All right, so the rub there is they're given protection from somebody saying something on their platform that would get them in trouble. So therefore, they can't limit, at least they're not supposed to, choose. I'm with you. You would think on the free market side, I'd be all, and I have argued that until I realize they have protections that other businesses don't out there. So I don't think they get both. So unnamed texture, that's it. I'll be coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, Dalton, you've got to hear this on the... Earlier in the year, put some new speakers in the boat, and had some Zeppelin playing on Saturday afternoon out there coming in. This one came up, got more bass in it now too. Raisin Fish, just as I was going through, bottom drumbeat, just raising them up to the surface. All right, 135 FM Talk, 106.5 and Midday Mobile. This segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Trey and 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Do you know the story? You know the story, how this works? Well, I'm going to tell you real quick. So he's been doing this for 13 years now, and doing it in Mobile and Baldwin County. You know 1-800-GOT-JUNK, a big national franchise, but that man that started the company is real picky when he finds the people he will let have a franchise, because it means a lot to the company he started. And he needs to have somebody who can get the work done and is somebody, I think he said, that he'd like to hang out and grill burgers with. So somebody who's like normal, like us. And man, my buddy Trey fits that bill. Now, that's how that got started. What he does is get rid of y'all's junk. And my junk, too, at the house and the station. You could have it at your garage. It could be a garage. It could be a kid's swing set. It could be just boxes in an attic. It could be a storage unit you need cleaned out. A house you're getting ready to sell and said, get all of it out. We got to get it on the market and sell it while the money is good. He does that, too. And it's real nice because you set the appointment by going online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or picking up the phone and calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And then they say, hey, like, what day works for you? You give them a day. They find a window of time that works for y'all. They show up then, and they quote you a price. They look at the job and say, okay, it costs this. If you say yes, they get to work. And there goes the junk on down the street, and you're on your merry way. So check them out. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Go to the phones here at 343-0106. And Dave is up next. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Sean. How are you today?
I'm good, man. I'm wide open. How about you?
I'd like to pass a shout-out to our law enforcement officers in Baldwin County for their great actions over the weekend in resolving that threat in Spanish Fort.
Yeah.
And while I'm at it, even stepping back a couple of years to the incident at Bass Pro, where, again, they resolved the incident without any officer injuries.
No, it's a good thing.
It's great to have good folks out there looking after us.
I agree with it. Well said. Appreciate it, Dave. Yeah, and I saw, figured Baldwin County, I guess Sheriff Hoss Mack got Sheriff of the Year for the state of Alabama. So that's just that was news that came out just a little bit ago. Yeah, he was talking about the shooting there. How about that story? Let's dig in for a second here. So this from Fox 10 from WALA says. So the shooting, it says here, the suspect killed early Sunday in the officer-involved shooting in Malbus should never have been released on medical bond, according to a prosecutor. Now, y'all listen to this here. Prosecutor confirmed the identity of the man killed Sunday morning, and he said the former Clark County Sheriff should never have allowed the man to go free. Now, you're thinking about, wait a second, we've heard about a Clark County Sheriff. That's right. So let's go back here. So Spencer Walker, who is the district attorney for Alabama's first judicial district that's got Choctaw, Clark, and Washington counties in it, said that Clint Dearman, 35, was the man killed in Malbus on Sunday. Walker said Dearman was involved in a previous shooting with Butler police officers in Choctaw County. Okay, that had already happened. Dearman was a wanted man considered armed and dangerous when he was spotted by Spanish Fort police prior to Sunday morning incident in Malbus. It was on April 30th when the shootout involving Butler police officers happened. Dearman was wounded and no officers were injured in that incident. Dearman was taken to University Hospital in Mobile for treatment of his injuries, and he was charged with 4 counts of attempted murder for firing at police officers. On May 8th, okay, so that was April. Then on May 8th, now former Clark County Sheriff Ray Norris allowed Dearman a medical bond. Walker, however, said Norris did not have that authority. Norris resigned his position later in that month after being impeached on corruption charges. Court records show that on May 26th, the attorney stated Dearman would need 4 more weeks of medical treatment and asked the court to delay the hearing till July 16th. Subsequent court records show that on June 29th, prosecutors asked the court to revoke the medical bond, stating that Dearman was out of the hospital and at large. I mean, you know, suspect or not, people need medical. I'm fine with that. But then you don't just let them, like, finish up treatment and go on about their merry way. They were in a shootout with police on July, unless the judge signs off on that. On July 16th, records show Dearman failed to appear in court for a preliminary hearing. Surprise. I mean, he's facing shooting 4 counts of attempted murder against law enforcement. The Then 2 days later, he was shot and killed in Malbus. So that's the conclusion of the story, or at least that part of the story. According to the Major Crimes Unit of Baldwin County, it was about 2 a.m. Sunday when law enforcement officers from several agencies were in the area of I-10 and 181 searching for the suspects. And we talked about that this morning. But yeah, there's a little background on that story. And I appreciate you, Dave, and your sentiments for law enforcement. All right. Lot of text here. All right. Trying to get through all these. Sean asking were there any fish left in the Gulf after this weekend. Yeah, I think they weighed 4,000 some odd fish in the rodeo. Yeah, plenty. We turned plenty back, Sean. So I think I wish to say we didn't turn so many back, but there were a lot of turnbacks over the weekend. Chester, because I don't need that stress in my life. Chester asked, why did I not use the van to pull the boat and put it in a billy goat hole? Chester, ain't nobody need that kind of frustration. We have there's no seeing behind the van except if you use the backup camera and the wheelbase of that in the boat. No, Chester. Jay says, first Google return for FDA-approved drugs now banned is a list of 35 fairly well-known and more or less recent drugs. Approved doesn't mean good, and not approved doesn't mean bad. Well said, Jace. I mean, I don't know. I mean, these vaccines could be shown to be, like, there's not a medicine out there, I don't think. I mean, somebody could probably, but I can't think off the top of my head, that doesn't have some side effect, right? You have to weigh the side effect versus the benefit. And you know what? Individuals need to do that. At the same time, I want them using the best information possible. I don't believe that this is a reason, as Psaki has rolled out in the press conference, the Biden administration wants to use it to limit Americans' free speech. People can disagree with this. And you know what? Sometimes out of that disagreement, there are some things that end up being shown to be true down the road. In the Coliseum of ideas, it's where you put it together and try to figure out what's true. If you limit something, there's something that could be true that never sees the light of day, and we never know about it. So I will be in this island, this in-between place where I believe that the vaccines are helping, right? At the same time, I don't want mandates on this. And at the same time, there's people out there that don't like it and take Facebook information or put it out. They have the right to do that. All right. So I told you on the financial side of this. So the story breaking, you know, last couple hours here is the Dow drop. I think 800 down at one point. It says MarketWatch says 22 stocks, including Carnival and Zoom, that are down 30% or more from 52-week highs. The Zoom thing I don't understand. I want to get into the story here because you would think that Zoom, the stupid Zoom meetings, right, that those things, if you thought you're going to have another replay of last year, that Zoom would be up. Story here says it's a rough start to the week for markets. Dow Industrials tumbled more than 800 points following European and Asian stocks lower, setting the tone for turbulence ahead. Blame rising COVID-19 cases globally and the spread of more infectious Delta variant of coronavirus. What we're seeing in the markets is a, quote, July chop, end quote, triggered by the Delta variant, according to analysts, advisors, whatever. Thomas Lee of Fundstrat Global Advisors. It's always whatever advisors. Our call of the day is from Lee, who said the Delta variant concerns could lead to a 5% correction in the S&P 500, setting up certain types of stock for a strong rally through the rest of 2021. I know there's several of y'all contrarians like me out there that when we see stories of the market having a big fall and we're like, all right, time to go shopping. Is it today? Is it tomorrow? Is it when do we get our shopping buggy and go find some discounted stocks? Daily U.S. COVID cases are approaching the 30,000 mark, but there is a risk that infections could go parabolic, according to some, with the spread of the Delta variant and rise up to around 100,000. Maybe I ought to wait till I buy these stocks. Maybe another couple days. Be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Did I mention that app we have? once or twice. Check it out. Free and brand new. The FM Talk 106.5 app waiting for you over at Google Play or the App Store. Just don't put a point between the 6 and 5. I don't know why that messes up the technology, but it does. So just search FM TALK 1065 for free. Get the brand new app. Somebody's seen that. If I've seen the new sports. Oh, the transgender thing. Oh, well. Oh, that reminds me. I have not gotten to my Caitlyn Jenner story. I want to get to that in just a second. But a few of these texts here quickly. Other than Buck Allen's that I cannot tell you all about. But Dalton, if you can watch that on the text line, that's the funniest thing I've seen today. And no, I cannot repeat it. Here's an unnamed texter said, if you want to take it or not for the vaccine, and if you get it or not, don't cry when doctors say, your problem, not mine. I'm going fishing. David giving me a... David, I'll look at that, see where Delta Airlines are. See, you said that it's at 40 right now. All right, I have to look at... There's time for some shopping out there, maybe, for the stocks. We'll see how long this... We'll see how much of this is... You know, is this just a correction that lasts a few days? Is this something that's weeks, or is this something big? I'll wait for somebody on Fox Business to tell me. Let's see what Bartiromo tells me to believe. Unnamed texter, I appreciate your conversation about these hard topics, but unfortunately, I do think you overestimate the intelligence of the populace. Laugh out loud. Everyone should be able to say whatever they want, but not all voices ought to be amplified. Okay. And I... But amplifying is just letting them be on Facebook. Okay, the way they get amplified on social media or on YouTube is that people are searching for that, right? So it's almost reflective of the audience. It's like when people say, I don't know why the dang music has turned so bad and why the kids are listening to all this. Well, there's a demand for it. There's a demand for it. It may make you go, shake your head. I get it, but there's a demand for it. So that I think that's what amplifies some of these opinions because people are looking for something different out there. All right, and quickly, because I want to just give you a quick take here, and maybe I'll be proven to be putting out, maybe this is misinformation, maybe it's disinformation, or maybe I'll be shown to be a prophet in my own time. So New York Post, now, okay, a story out of the New York Post, for what that's worth. Caitlyn Jenner says she's still committed to campaign despite an Australia trip. Caitlyn Jenner insisted Friday that her California gubernatorial bid is in full operation after jetting off to Australia for 2 months before the state's recall election to film a TV reality show. Said, my campaign team is in full operation, as am I. I'm in this race to win for California because it's worth fighting for. These are all quotes from Caitlyn Jenner. Then it says the former Olympic athlete's statement followed reports that she flew to Australia earlier this week to film Big Brother VIP. A spokesperson for Caitlyn Jenner, and somebody right now asking, why am I saying the she? Because I don't care. If somebody wants to call themselves she, as long as they're not going to make me say that there's, you know, that men can have babies, because I'll say they can't. But if somebody wants to be called a new name and stuff, I just got too much stuff to do to worry about that. Okay, a spokesperson for Jenner's California gubernatorial campaign confirmed the trip to Politico after Australian tabloids reported on the excursion abroad to film Celebrity Big Brother. Politico reported that Jenner will be back in California to campaign via bus tour in the months leading up to the recall election, September 14th, when she will face off against Governor Gavin Newsom. By the way, just a side note, that's the best we can do. If you want to, Caitlyn Jenner or Bruce Jenner, whatever, 71-year-old Jenner, and Gavin Newsom, good luck, California. And the reason I say that, too, is that I know there's a lot of conservatives that are all, like, you know, getting hyped up about Jenner. Jenner kind of a, you know, with an establishment Republican move here, right? Kind of country club Republican vibe to it. It's fine. It's fine, maybe, because I mean, you're not going to have, once again, state to state, people say, well, why'd they elect a Republican like that in that state? Because, you know why? Because that's the most conservative person that could win in that state, right? You're not going to have the same kind of conservative of Alabama go to California and win. But I have a belief here that this is all a reality show, that it's a reality show within a reality show when Caitlyn Jenner is going to Australia to be on the Celebrity Big Brother. I think this whole campaign, the safety net is pretty solid for Caitlyn Jenner. You run for office. If you do win governor of the state of California, how about that? If you don't win, you've got all the video to put out the next, you know, whatever it is, Kardashians in the neighborhood or what is it? Keeping up with the Kardashians. All right. So I think that's why Caitlyn Jenner does this. You're making a TV show, and if you happen to, while you're at it, you're the dog that catches the car. Holy cow, I just got elected governor of California. Conservatives that get all excited about the Caitlyn Jenner vibe here. Caitlyn Jenner is not the best conservative candidate you could have there, but it's this idea that, hey, look, you can almost absolve yourself. Look, we're not transphobic. We voted for Caitlyn Jenner. If you start doing that, you start going down the road that the Democrats do, where everything's about identity. How about just having the best person? If the best person for the job happens to be transgender, well, have at it. But too many conservatives I see, like, online, I don't know about y'all, but I mean, in the microcosm of a microcosm of a microscopic microcosm that is Twitter, people are like, oh, man, this is great. We got a transgender Republican. How about you say you got a good person for the office or not good person for the office? This is the and it'll be interesting to hear, you know, if Republicans out there will use this as somewhat of a bully pulpit against Democrats and say, well, if you don't vote, if people out there aren't voting for Caitlyn Jenner, then they must be transphobic. That's why they're not voting for that. That'll be kind of fun to hear, but this idea that this is the campfire to get around here. This is you're getting played. You're getting played. I think right now with the story being the hubbub that somebody who's running for, I mean, how serious of a campaign is it for Caitlyn Jenner that Caitlyn Jenner's taking off 2 weeks to go to the Down Under Big Brother, right? The Australian Big Brother to film inside the campaign time. Yeah, Sean says Larry Elder is running too. Larry Elder, that's a serious candidate. Larry Elder is a I have heard Larry Elder say some different things over time, but Larry Elder is a solid brain. He's a smart man. He's a serious candidate to me. But Caitlyn Jenner isn't. And it's nothing to do with Bruce Jenner becoming Caitlyn Jenner. I don't care. I just think that this is not a serious candidate. I think it's somebody who is putting together a multi-layered reality show to try to get back on TV more and get more attention. And there's conservatives so desperate for some absolution from what is thrown at them by liberals, which is poppycock. You know, in your heart, do you hate people because of something outside? Then you have something to work. But if you don't, then you're trying to absolve yourself of something that you're not responsible for, that's getting thrown at you. And if you chase after the wrong candidate because of that, what have you done? What have you proven? Proven that you got played. All right, well, pick this discussion up again tomorrow for another edition of, what is this show? Oh, yeah, Midday Mobile. And I think, did I get the call up? Is that good? I think I'll see y'all in the morning for Mobile Mornings tomorrow, along with Dalton and the crew. So I'll see y'all then. Remember, online, fmtalk1065.com, the FM Talk 1065 app, which is fantastic. I hope you download it today, and I'll talk to y'all mañana. Paul Feinbaum is on the way next.